discussing within the laws of Kriyas HaTorah some of the kibudim, some of the honors in which a person can receive. It's a very fascinating Gemara, which is the very last Amud in Maseches Megillah. It says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asara Shikar B'Torah. Let's say you have 10 people, the minimum amount for a minyan, and each of them you'd like to give some type of an honor. But yet there's one individual maybe that you would like to give the greatest kibud. So what would that be? So maybe it would be shlishi, shishi, maftir, all different possibilities maybe will pop into our heads. The Gemara says, Hagodol shebehem goel sefer Torah. The greatest individual out of them all, the aliyah that they should get is what's translated as galila, which we're going to discuss in a moment. But that's what it says, literally, goel sefer Torah. You should be the one that rolls up the Torah. Hagoel notel schar kulon. And such a person who gets this aliyah, he receives the reward opposite everyone. D'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, asara shikara b'Torah. Hagoel sefer Torah, kibol schar kulon. He gets all the reward. And this thing Gemara says, what do you mean? Schar kulon, ksachot da'atach, el ema. Kibul schar keneged kulon. Then he gets the reward opposite everyone else, which means that clearly, based on the Gemara, even though it doesn't seem to be the practice that we're familiar with, that you give a little kid, anyone, this honor of Galila, which we don't really think much of, but the Gemara clearly says that this apparently is the greatest honor. Now the question is that necessarily what the Gemara says, something which we do nowadays? In other words, our galila, is that necessarily the galila that the Gemara is talking about? We're going to see in a moment that the answer is not. It's brought down in the Rambam. He says, "V'nira it appears the chol zeh, all of this that the Mechaber said previously, which I'm skipping, ma'ri kish echad oseh kol haglila. Sounds like in the event that you have one person that does both." In other words, he not only does the Hagbo, but he also does the Galila. That's perhaps what the Gemara is talking about, that that person is the Notel Schar Keneged Kulam. Abul Akshab, nowadays, Shino Hagin She'echad Ma'viyav Echad Goliel, where you have two people, each one having different responsibilities, one of them lifting up the Torah, the other one rolling it there afterwards. So he says, first of all, Aksavian Neged Hamagbiyah. The ksav, the actual letters of the Torah, should be facing the one doing the hagbah, so that the letters should not be out, and he cannot see anything but a blank piece of cloth of parchment. Rather, the letters should be facing him. The chinu hagin, this is what we're accustomed, as we're familiar, with the exclusion of Torah. Ki hu ikra hagoel ba'ochez ha-sefer Torah. This is the person who really has the primary job over here, is the person who gets the lifting of the Torah. And he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah does, that this is what we do nowadays. However, Zmanam, back in the good old days, Haya HaMinhag, the custom was, She'echad Asa Hagba V'gam HaGlila. The person would do both Hagba and Glila. Then the Mishnah Berurah furthermore says that when it says the Ikar HaGoel, the most important person, the one who does the rolling, Mashman implies, Shahagba, that our Hagba, which we're familiar with, he yoser mitzvah miglil. This is a greater mitzvah or greater honor than the person who does the glil, which we're familiar with. V'alkin, and therefore, Mishan nosin lo sefer Torah lahagbia v'ligolel. A person has the choice to do one or the other. V'i afshulo laso shtehem. We don't do both. Yagbia v'itin la'acher legal. Then you should take the honor of Hagba, which we know, and have someone else get the lesser of the honor, namely that of Galila. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, who continues, and he says, according to the Minhag Ashkenazim, which is what we're familiar with, Shehagba osa adam echad v'haglila adam acher, that you have two people who have this or part of this process. Iker hakibud hua hagba. He says that, as we just stated, the primary honor out of the two is the person who lifts up the Torah. Shemar l'am es ha-sefer Torah, because what he is doing, by showing people the Torah, v'kulam ondin l'chvoda, and everyone is standing in its honor. And therefore, you are really involved in a greater kibud because you're doing something which causes people to stand up and to take action. And therefore, that's the reason, one of the reasons why Hagbah is greater than Galil. And he says, furthermore, on the bottom, that it's impossible to say that the greater honor is Galila, namely a person who merely puts a covering over the Torah, that is considered to be notil skar kulam, as the Gemara says, that he gets the most reward. But rather, when it says in the Gemara Hagolel, it's referring to the person who is involved in Galilas Hasgiras HaSefer Torah, the one who opens it and shows it to people, and thereafter closes the Sefer Torah. Now, the question is, why, in fact, do we have two different individuals? So we talked already before that when it comes to psicha, that there's nothing wrong with having one person taking out the Torah and another individual putting it in. It's not necessarily the same honor. In fact, he brings down, based on the principle of Barovam Hadras Melech, that there's maybe an inyan to separate the two. And therefore, possibly this is also one of the reasons why we divert and go a little bit against that which was in the past of having one person do both, is in the fact that we are able to fill the idea of Barovam, that we have an additional person who's involved in this kibud. However, he brings down an interesting custom in which you're able to have someone else get Galila, and yet you're fulfilling the words of the Gemara. And he brings down the minhag of Chabad, of the Lubavitch movement. He says, Kivan shaloshin a Gemara hagolel notel skar kulam, the one who does the Galila, which means that it's being rolled. The question is, how is a person who does the Hagbah, how can you possibly also do the Galil? And he says, Lachin Kayim Minhag, you can actually be Mekayim this and fulfill this custom. Sha'ish HaMagvia, the one who lifts up the Sefer Torah, Maniach HaSefer Torah Achori Hagbah Shuv Alabim. As soon as he, after, lifts up the Torah and shows it to everyone in the Gehila, he will then immediately put it down. Of course, it's still open. And what will he do once it's placed in the bima? Buba atzmo golel osa. He himself will roll it up so it's closed, and then he'll lift it up one more time, and then finally sit. Uva acher bekorech ha'avdeit ma'me'il. Then there'll be the person who'll get the glila, but the person who gets glila is not going to be rolling it up. It's already closed, and therefore, by doing this, you have on one hand fulfilled what we do, Barovam, having two people getting this kibud. On the other hand, fulfilling the language of the Gemara that the one who lifts it up also is performing to some capacity the idea of Galila too, that they're both being done by one person. And therefore, he says in conclusion that even though we do not have this custom, this minhag Chabad, there is a way that you can still get Hagbah and yet fulfill this idea of the Gemara. But Nachon, he says, Sha'af l'minag olam, Shemagbiya misyashi miyad, ima sefer Torah hapsuach. Even though our custom is immediately after Hagbah, you sit down and it's still open, and then someone comes and rolls it up, he says, Yishtadel, you should try to make the effort if you can, Shuyases, olos galilas, vaskiris sefer Torah, that you should try your best to, on the bottom, make some effort to close it yourself, and therefore you'll be fulfilling this idea. However, he of course warns us, Zahirus, Shoyishamit Chasashalma Sefer Torah Miyadav, that in the process of doing so, you should make sure that it doesn't slip out of your hands, the Chasashalma, the Torah should fall. And therefore, if a person is able to do so, you've done the Hagbah as well as the Glila, and as the Gemara testifies, you will receive Schar Keneged Kulam.